Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazeri. Take it away, guys.
When the door is locked, there's no way out.
All right, now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Yeah, we're good again, as always, Tony. So, Tony, last week we all did all right, but guess what? We've caught Bob, I think, at the right time because perhaps, I don't know if there's if he's under the weather or there's some sunspots or whatever it is, but we've actually beaten Bob 2 weeks in a row, which I feel pretty certain has never happened in the history of
don't
this
have
show.
It.
So.
Just don't have it this year.
We were 3-2, and Bob was 2-3. So if you look back over our picks, we all correctly picked the Patriots over the Bears and the Vikings over the Jets. We were all wrong in picking the Ravens over the Saints and for picking the Eagles over the Panthers. We got robbed on that one because the Eagles defense fell asleep in the fourth quarter. And Tony, you and I correctly picked the Texans over the Jags. Bob had Jacksonville in that one. So we were 3-2, Bob 2-3 on the week for the season. Tony, you still have a one game lead. You've got your 19-10-1. You got me by a game. I'm 18-11-1, and Bob is falling into third at 17-12-1. So, Bob, I don't know. You got to drink a toast to Joe Boo or something to ward off the evil spirits. Get yourself back in the run in the hunt.
Well, Salem, Massachusetts, and do something. I don't know. Like I said, I have to do something quick here.
That's funny.
Fellas. Our first game this week is going to be the 3-4 Eagles going to the 3-4 Jaguars. They're playing over in London for that game. The Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite. The over-under is 42. Tony, someone's season is going to be on the ropes after this one. Who's it going to be?
Wow, I think it's going to be the Jags. The Jags are going a long way to not score any points, man. Going all the way to London, they're only going to probably score maybe 7 or maybe 10 points. I just don't see their quarterback is not, I don't know, man. I'm not going to talk bad about him. But the Eagles, I think the Eagles are playing good football. I mean, I think they blew the game last week. They're beating Carolina by 17, was it? Something like that.
Right.
But anyway, I'm going with the Eagles. More offense, a little better defense. Jaguars is just, I don't know. I think they're falling apart right now. We're going to go 27-17. Eagles.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
I agree with Tony. I just don't picture Philly dropping to 3-5 at this point. And as you and I talked before, Chris, Jacksonville just doesn't seem any, just have any offensive direction, you know, with the quarterback and missing Fournette. And believe it or not, the Eagles have given up less points than the quote unquote famed Jacksonville defense. So I'm with Tony. I'm going to say, the Jaguars go down in this game. Philadelphia wins 24-20.
And I agree with both of you. I think the Jags, we've seen their offense is as bad as we thought it was going to be over the last couple of weeks. They had to trade for Carlos Hyde from the Browns just to have a viable running back. And Bortles gets benched mid-game last week. The defense, which was supposed to be, as you guys said, they were supposed to be the defense and the best defense in the league and maybe one of the best defenses of all time. And then, like my father always says, I think they spent too much time reading their press clippings, thinking that all they had to do was show up and they were going to win. And now both sides of the ball are just a mess. And the Eagles, on the other hand, like we said a moment ago, should have beaten the Panthers last week. If it wasn't for a collapse in the fourth quarter, I think they're going to get that fixed. And I expect this one to be a low-scoring game. Tony, I'm right exactly where you are. I'm taking the Eagles, and I have it 27-17, just like you. Our second game is the 3-3 Bucks going to the 4-3 Bengals. The Bengals are a 4-point home favorite. The over-under is 54.5. Tony, can the Bengals avoid a third straight loss?
I think they can. I like Tampa Bay, man. Jameis Winston's been playing pretty good football lately, too. But I think their defense is giving up a lot of points. They're going to score some points because they have an explosive offense. I love their receivers. I love their tight end. They just got a good team. But, Cincinnati playing at home, I just think the home team wins this one only because they're playing at home. We're going to go with Cincinnati. A lot of points, 37-34, Cincinnati.
Okay. Bob, how do you see it?
Yeah, I'm with Tony right again. Both defenses aren't good, and you just got to lean toward the home team. Cincinnati, I think they keep pace with Pittsburgh. It's a good division right now. Those three teams are doing well. So, yeah, I'm going to say Cincinnati wins in a shootout. How about 35-28?
And, guys, you want to talk, when you think about the Bucs, you want to talk about a tale of two sides of the ball. The Bucs are the number one passing offense and the 32nd ranked defense against the pass. Now, we've seen Jameis Winston come back from suspension and throw for a bunch of yards, but he's averaging 2.5 turnovers per game. Andy Dalton on the other side averaging less than one over the last 3 weeks. So I expect Dalton and A.J. Green to exploit that Bucs secondary. I think they're going to put up big numbers. So will the Bucs. Bengals, not much better. They're 29th against the pass. I think what you're going to see is turnovers are going to be the big deal. And if someone's going to make a turnover and give someone a short field, right now it looks like that person is going to be Jameis Winston. So I'm going to go with the Bengals just like you guys. I've got it 37-30. Our third game is the 4-3 Ravens going to the 4-2 Panthers. The Ravens are a 2-point road favorite. The over-under is 44. Tony, who comes away with a W here?
Man, just when I was thinking about giving up on Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, they pulled off a big victory last week. And but Ravens, man, they have a great offense and they have a great defense too. This is a tough one for me, but you know what? I'm still a Cam Newton fan. And I'm gonna try him one more time. If he don't win this one for me, I'm done with him. So we're gonna go with the Carolina Panthers, 27-20, Carolina.
Okay. Bob, who do you have?
I like the home team too here. I just think that they have to keep pace with the Saints. They surprised me last week, and I think they'll take care of business. This is the one you could definitely flip the coin. It has all the markings of an ugly game, as far as maybe some turnovers, some lack of offense, et cetera. But I'm going to say Carolina ekes it out. How about 21-17?
Okay. So, guys, when you look at last week's game with the Ravens, right, they held Drew Brees to 212 yards. So I can't imagine Cam Newton is going to be able to go in there and move the ball all that much. And the strength of the Panthers' offense is their running game. They're fourth in the league in rushing offense, but the Ravens are only allowing 90 yards per game on the ground. And Baltimore leads the league in scoring defense. They're giving up just over 14 points a game. I think this one is going to be a low-scoring one. I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm taking the Ravens. I think their defense is just too good. I think Cam is going to give them the ball a couple of times. I think they convert on those. I think it's a low-scoring, close game. I'm taking the Ravens 24-20. Our fourth game is the 3-2-1 Packers going to the 7-0 LA Rams. And the Rams, unbelievable, 9-point home favorite. I think that's the largest point underdog that Aaron Rodgers has been in his whole career. I find it hard to believe that the Rams are a 9-point favorite in this one. Over under 56.5. Tony, can the Packers be the one to let the 72 Dolphins finally pop the champagne?
As great as Aaron Rodgers is, he doesn't have enough offense to stick with the Rams right now, man. The Rams are I think they have an opportunity, if they stay healthy, to go undefeated for the season. That's the only team I can see doing it is them. They have a great defense. They have the best back in the league right now. And so, man, I can't see them. Now, Aaron Rodgers is great, but he's not going to be great enough. I'm going with the Rams, and it's not gonna be pretty. 43-24.
Wow. All right. Sort of a Tony Collins blowout here for this game. Bob, what do you think?
Amazing to me that the Rams have scored 90 points more than Green Bay, who's always known for their offense. And as good as defense, Green Bay's played pretty good D. It's been better than in previous years, but the Rams are better defensively too. So if this was being played in Green Bay, guys, I'd call it even, but not on the West Coast. Rams are just too good, and as good as Rodgers can be at the end of the game, it's not going to be close enough for him to make a difference. I'm with Tony. I'm going to say 38-24 Rams.
Guys, I'm with you. Until somebody beats the Rams, I'm going to ride that pony, if you will. A.A. Rod is playing well, 12 touchdowns, only one interception, but their scoring offense is only middle of the road this season, to Bob, to your point. So, and what's going to kill them in this game is their defense against the run. They're 22nd against the run. They're allowing almost 117 yards rushing per game. And now you got to go out to LA and face Todd Gurley. Really? That's clearly advantage to the Rams. And the Rams are third in scoring offense. They're averaging almost 34 points per game, and their defense is allowing just over a shade over 18. That's a heck of a differential. So I'm with you guys. I'm taking the Rams. I think they win this one 34-24. Our last game this week is the 5-1 Saints going to the 4-2-1 Vikings. The Vikings are a 1-point home favorite. Over under here is 52. Tony, who do you like?
Wow, this is a toss up right here, man. I love what Drew Brees is doing right now. He's probably playing at the top of his game, and but just going up to Minnesota and playing Minnesota on their turf, man, this is a tough one. I'm gonna go with Minnesota. I think Minnesota pulls this one out. Close game. We're gonna go 28-26 Vikings.
Okay. Bob, who do you like here?
And these two teams are very hot, both of them, and I hate betting against Brees. I don't care who they're playing, where they're playing, what year they're playing. I just hate betting against them, but I just think the Vikings, they play a little better defense at home especially, and they're going to pull this one out somehow. You may see some points scored here, too. I mean, I'm going to say very close. How about Minnesota 31-30?
Okay. And, guys, when you look at the Saints' backfield, Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, a dynamic duo for them. And I think they're going to present all kinds of problems for the Vikings linebackers, both on the ground and on the short screen passes or the dump-offs over the middle. Michael Thomas also having a great year at wide receiver for the Saints as well. You know, we'll see what Kirk Cousins can do against the Saints' defense, which is 28th against the pass. So I think you can see a lot of passing yards in this game, and I'm sure Cousins is going to find a way to get it to Adam Thielen, who's leading the league in receiving yards, also has 5 receiving touchdowns. But you know what? Drew Brees is Drew Brees, right? He leads the league in passing yards, has yet to throw an interception on the season. And when the Vikings play good offenses, they've played the Packers this year, they've played the Rams this year, both times they gave up an average of 34 points, and I think that the Saints are going to match that. Too much Alvin Kamara, too much Drew Brees. I'm going to go the opposite way, fellas. I'm taking the Saints. I think they win this one 34-27. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to that website. See what we're doing up to. We had our 10-year anniversary this year. Let's help as many kids as possible.
Tony, you're the best, my friend. Thank you so much for your time again this week. We'll see how we do, and we'll catch up with you again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family.
Take care, Tony.
God bless, guys.
See you, Tone. That is former Patriots running back Tony Collins and our 5-star picks of the week. We've got our next guest, Jeff Reed, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Jeff on the other side of this quick station break.